One is ownership and promoting diversity of ownership and diversity of voices. The Bush Federal Communications Commission has tried twice over the last 4 years to lift media ownership limits and let the largest media conglomerates get even larger. And twice we've seen massive public backlash to stop them. And what we've seen is the vast majority of Americans want not more media consolidation, but actually they want to break up the largest conglomerates. So that's one part of the agenda at the conference, is to diversify ownership and to stop giant media companies like Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation and General Electric from snatching up even more broadcast outlets. The second thing we're working on is non-commercial media, stations like this one that we're talking on today, making sure that they're well-funded, better funded than they currently are. Remember, today in the United States, public broadcasting gets less money per capita from the government than any other industrialized country in the world, modern country, and making sure that public broadcasting is insulated from undue political influences that they currently are subjected to, especially in Washington. And then the third part is the internet and this realization that very soon all media other than the printed page will be delivered through a high-speed internet connection. That means television, radio, phone service, and of course the web and emerging technologies will all come to you care of a fast internet connection. So that means that if we get it right, and the people at the National Conference for Media Reform in Minneapolis, June 6, 7, and 8, have our way, we will see every website address being able to be a television network or a radio network. And it completely breaks the current bottleneck on media access and distribution. That's what this conference is about.